Bissonnette. Look, he's drawn a lot of criticism this year, right? We know that. The team is not good at this point. They're 3-16-4 overall. They're 0-12-2 in Hockey East play. Kevin Snedden's getting ripped for the play on the ice of the UVM men's hockey team. He's now also getting ripped all over social media for the following comments that he made yesterday in a press conference. So the question was asked, how do you deal with the outside noise surrounding your program? Here was Snedden's answer.
I don't read it for myself. I encourage our players not to read it. Like, it is what it is. Like, I get it. But I think there's a lot of people out there that have no idea what's really going on, and a lot of people who have never dared coach in their life and don't understand the complexities that exist. But we're in a win-loss business. We get it. You know, it's but you know, take shots at me. I don't care. It's, if they take shots at our players, that's when I get upset.
So Snedden is getting ripped for that, and it starts with our own Champlain Valley insider Nick Munley, who went off on Twitter saying that Snedden's basically saying, we don't know what's going on.
Right.
We don't know what's going on. And then he's getting defensive and saying that you don't know what it's like and you've never coached before a day in your life. I see other people on Twitter all up and down my news feed saying he really has no answers. He doesn't sound desperate like he should want to win a national championship. Did you have any big problem with Snedden's comments? Well, we know that we all got problems with the play on the ice. Do you have any problems with his comments?
Well, just on one note, when I do national radio, I do have a little bit of one rule. I don't have too many. I don't usually bring up or rip college players by name, whether it's college football, college basketball. Coaches, fair game, is they make tons of money. Mm-hmm. The kids that are on a scholarship, and, you know, very rarely do we even talk about, you know, offensive line players, defensive line, cornerbacks, unless they're like a big deal. We basically stay for quarterbacks for the most time in college and a few running backs, give or take. So, you know, we don't get hard on the criticism. Brady, I don't understand, was this directed toward a certain player? I don't even know. I could tell you Likas and maybe one other player on the team. We're sports talk radio. I could tell you how many times on the Town Fair Tire text line did anybody get ripped on the UVM hockey team by name?
And not one.
And not one in what, almost 4 years
it's
now.
It's always to the coach.
Matter of fact, I don't even remember any player being mentioned in hockey
right. Other
than Likas. Or back in the day,
Likas, but hey,
and back in the day before he came around, very rarely did anybody mention anybody by name. So I'm not quite following. Is this from the Burlington Free Press, Twitter, just people that don't know what's going on? I'm not following.
I think the part that's drawing the ire of fans is this.
I get it, but I think there's a lot of people out there that have no idea what's really going on, and a lot of people who have never dared coach in their life. And
ooh, yeah.
I think that
sounds like something I'd say.
Look, I'll say this. I think it's defensive.
Yes, it is.
Okay, and I don't love that. But outside of that, like the tone of it, I don't love. But when he says a lot of people don't know what's really going on, that doesn't feel like a shot at the fans. That doesn't feel like defending his players. That feels like a message to the administration.
Right. Something. And, or something's going on that, yeah, whether it's in the school or
it feels like
we're going to get a big story out of this.
It feels like a message to the administration that there's something here prohibiting us from winning.
Yep.
And the question is he just saying that to make himself look better and save his backside? Or is there actually some truth to it and that somehow he and his program are being handicapped by something happening on the Hill?
And there's so much of me that wants to give him the benefit of the doubt because he's been taking so much crap for the last 2 or 3 years, but especially this year. But the fact, and he's one of the nicer guys we've ever interviewed. He's been gracious on the show. I see him out sometimes, and he couldn't be a nicer guy. That being said, he just lost a game to a bad Merrimack team on the road on Saturday night, giving up a goal to tie it with 7 or 8 seconds left, which would have been their first league win. That's a frustrated guy. It's just he that whole thing was about 10 seconds, but it was just dripping with frustration to me. And I think you're going to get comments like that out of a guy who's coaching a team in a hockey mad town that's 0-12-2 in the league.
As your question, is there anything holding him back from being successful here? I differ from you guys. The answer is no. There's absolutely nothing keeping him from being successful. And I even mean building a new arena, redoing the old one or whatever. I couldn't care if they played in an outdoor rink. It should not affect the kids coming here. You play in a phenomenal conference. Two, look at all the other teams that are successful or semi-successful compared to UVM. I mean, you have the Alaska schools. every year they're talking about canceling hockey there. And now they have to play like on one rink. And they're all the way in Alaska.
Plus, it's in Anchorage in the winter.
For God's sake, who wants to go there yet? They're 500, I think, fourth in their division. And then what about the schools like Army, Air Force?
Huntsville, Omaha.
I mean the service schools.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, you have to have, forget about unbelievable grades, letters of recommendation. I mean, it's got to be so hard to recruit there, yet they do it every year. And they're not only competitive, 500, above 500, there's nothing keeping from UVM from being a 500 school or better than that.
I'll say this, and everybody knows this. I'm more of a basketball guy than a hockey guy, so I'm not going to tell you that Sneddon runs this scheme or that scheme, or he does the umbrella on the power play or not. I'm not here to criticize the on-ice of what happens. But I will say this. At some point, isn't UVM getting what they're paying for here record-wise? Aaron and I went through today. We went through the spending on hockey in the entire conference. UVM's at the bottom of it, okay? At some point, you're getting what you pay for here. UVM is spending $2.1 million a year on hockey. Maine is also spending $2.1 million of hockey. No coincidence that they're 9th and 10th in the league. Maine 9th, UVM 11th. Maybe it's 10th and 11th. UVM is 11th.
It's 9th and 11th.
Okay, 9th and 11th.
Merrimack's in between.
So there's, and Merrimack is right around the same spending level too.
Yeah.
At some point, just like you see in pro sports, the teams that spend and the teams that don't, there's a huge disparity. The head coach at Boston College, I know he's legendary, Jerry York, makes $1.2 million a year. He makes more than half of the entire program budget at UVM. Providence, $3-plus million. UMass Lowell spends more money. BC, BU, Northeastern, they all spend more money than UVM. At some point, you're getting what you pay for. Is the difference between Sneddon, you know, if Sneddon wasn't there, would they have 4 wins in the conference?
Right.
3 wins in the conference? They still wouldn't be in a position to be hosting league playoff games in the final weekend.
Right. This all comes down to recruiting. And he's always been a defense-first guy. And I think it drives some of the season ticket holders. Well, I know it does because I talk to them all the time. They're tired of the 2-1 games. It's been that way almost his entire regime. I mean, their seniors this year, they had 4 of them, are right now at a minus 31. The seniors on this team, their leading scorer has 12 points in 22 games. I mean, that's just unheard of in Hockey East.
Brady,
so at some point, you've got to figure out a way to get kids that can score goals to Burlington.
There's actually a bigger difference between Vermont and Maine. Maine is only like 2 wins away from being in second place in their division.
Yeah, it's tight.
Yeah, it's very tight. It's like 18 points for the second place team, 14 all the way down at Maine. That shows you they're 1 under .500. So actually, that it's not too bad. But Vermont is so far down there. That loss to Merrimack with the goal at 9 seconds left. Like I said, you can get people to come in here. You don't need look, and we're getting the new furbished arena. You didn't need that though. You don't need the bells and the whistles.
Need a new Gutterson. You don't think so?
No, because like I said, you see all these other schools. And
right.
Some of them are not even on the same par in Vermont.
Well, look.
And they're doing pretty well.
And think about
this.
I'm talking about Maine again, okay? Maine's a program with a history. UVM has a history. Maine has a big history. Maine's been to the Frozen Four 11 times, and they have 18 NCAA tournament appearances. But their program has gone completely down the tubes also. They haven't been to the Hockey East semifinals even in 7 years, and they won't get there this year. Here's what their coach said about their arena. He goes, "Recruits usually visit the facility during the week when it is empty, rather than when it is buzzing when the game atmosphere provided by fans, students, and the pep band. Instead, they see a building with aging locker rooms and equipment rooms and an outdated scoreboard." That's what they're seeing at Maine. That's what's happening at UVM. So when you couple a below-grade facility that students, that prospective athletes are seeing, with not a lot of organizational spending, and then I don't know what level of coach Sneddon's at. So if you're going to tell me he's average to below average, well, now you got 3 things working against you. You got the coach, you got the arena, and you got the budget and support from the administration. None of that is conducive to winning long term.
So when are they bringing these kids in, if that's the case? When are they bringing them in the middle of July to see Gutterson Fieldhouse? I'm hoping and I'm assuming they're bringing them in when the place has got 4,005 people screaming and the band is playing, whether they're winning or losing. You can't tell me that Gutterson doesn't have a buzz about it every Friday and Saturday.
These kids that come in, it's so hard to bring them up in. They're playing their own junior hockey. Who knows where they are?
You would know, I guess.
And by the way, if let's say 4 teams are interested in you, this kid's got 4 weekends to take off from his junior hockey in Canada. to say, okay, I'm going to take a look at this school right. next week. You don't have the time. Most of these kids sign without even going to the school.
But it always amazes me. I know Gutterson's an older place, but man, it's just dripping in history. The problem is these 17-year-old kids don't care about history. They see an airplane hangar up on the hill.
Why? And you're going to have to answer this. Why is Alaska, who threatens to get rid of Division I hockey, they're thriving? And like I said, look, Yale won a championship. That's an Ivy League school. Now, they're not doing so great this year in Princeton.
Union.
And schools like that. But
UMass is in first in Hockey East right now. They didn't even exist 20 years
Brady,
ago.
Brady, all schools have their, barriers in front of them, but they overcome them, whether it's a great academic school that just can't accept anybody or the Alaska schools that are far away. Everybody has to overcome something.
I understand that, but I'm saying to you, look, UVM basketball is the second highest spending program in their conference, okay? So, boom, again, you're getting what you pay for. They're paying for a winner, and we get a winner consistently. Only Stony Brook spends more in the America East on basketball than UVM does. The disparity, though, between UVM and the rest of the league is $200,000, $300,000. Doesn't seem like all that much. UVM outspends them, but it's not massive. So $200,000 and $300,000 is causing a huge difference between UVM and everybody else in America East. UVM hockey is being outspent by $800,000, $900,000, $1 million, $1 million plus. The disparity in hockey spending is massive. And here's the real kicker. And I love basketball. I would trade UVM hockey. UVM hockey could go winless every year if it meant that UVM basketball was going to get to the tournament, as far as I'm concerned. But for all the people that love hockey,
there are many.
UVM basketball and UVM hockey have nearly the identical same budget. The spending on hockey, $2.1 million. The spending on basketball, $1.9
million. What do you mean by spending? I don't. Does that mean away games also?
Yes, everything spent on the program.
Whoa, you see that? Whoa, time out here.
Recruiting, coaching salaries, all of the
UVM
above.
UVM hockey, of course, is going to. I mean, it's going to cost more to travel than UVM basketball, but you're taking more guys, right? So. What, there's 12 guys you're taking in basketball plus the coaches? How many you taking in
hockey? Okay, so that makes my point even further. Hockey is significantly more expensive to fund than basketball is. More players, ice time, uniforms, equipment, sticks, all of the above. Hockey is far more expensive to run than basketball, but yet hockey has nearly the identical same budget. So if you're telling me we got to back out $2.1 million, well, the coaches' salaries, and there's multiple of them, and all the sticks and all the skates and all the equipment, and the 25 player or the 30 players plus whatever, how much money is really going back into the program? Well, again, at some point, you're getting what you pay for. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. And here's the other thing. I don't know, full disclosure, I can't tell you how great a coach Steven Sneddon is or isn't, but I can tell you also that you're not spending a ton of money, and there's not a whole lot going into the program, it feels like. And at some point, aren't you mad at the administration who keeps bringing this guy back then? Because they keep renewing him to contracts, despite the fact they haven't been ahead of the league in 6 years.
UVM would never, if they won't fire anybody. The guy could lose 100 games in a row, and they're not going to fire him.
Has Schulman signed him?
No, it wasn't Schulman.
It was way before Jeff came in.
So Jeff Schulman is on his first go-around with these contracts. So who knows? It's up to him now whether he's going to bring him back. That's the first thing, all right? So, let's see where there's two. Out of all the schools in the Hockey East, who do you think spends more on hockey than their other sports? Nobody. UMass? No, they'll spend more on basketball. Boston College, football and basketball before they'll spend on hockey. The Providences, the BUs, the Connecticuts, they don't all spend money. They all spend money on football and basketball before they'll spend
on hockey. Well, I'll tell you, the BUs and the BCs seem to get that. I mean, when was the last time BU and BC sucked? I mean, it's just been decades, and they just find the kids, and of course they have fertile ground right there in the Boston area. But they also get tons of kids from Minnesota and the other hockey hotbeds. I mean, we're an hour away from the biggest hockey hotbed in North America, and we can't seem to get anybody in here
but
from
again,
Montreal.
Though, you talk about recruiting, and I agree, recruiting is the lifeblood of any program, but you're all talking like it's UVM is one to two great recruits away from turning this thing around. They're not, because you know what one to two great recruits means? Guy comes in as a freshman, has a phenomenal year, and boom, he's gone to the NHL, and that is it. What happens at BC is that you just keep replacing everybody. The machine just keeps on rolling, and it doesn't matter when you lose four underclassmen and six seniors to the NHL. Here, you get great players, you develop them for a year, 2 years tops, and then they're gone, and they're transferring. So you don't need one to two great recruits. You need 10 to 12 great recruits. It is a process. The administration has kept hiring Jeff Schulman and kept giving him contract extensions. I lost the list in front of me here, but they have not been particularly good now for a number of years. Okay, they made the tournament in like 2014, and since then it's a whole bunch of sixth, eighth, ninth.
Right. Let me read some Tom Fertitta text on. You guys just comment on the ones that interest you. Hey, guys, refurbished is mandatory at UVM. It'd be a great site for a future Frozen Four. It's about staying relevant outside the rink to be able to stay in Hockey East. No, we're just trying to stay relevant in Hockey East. Ty says the coach would fix his problems by emailing every team in Canadian junior hockey.
Absolutely.
And asking every 20-year-old that's looking to continue a post-secondary hockey career, there's probably a pool of 200 players he could draw from. There's a lot of great hockey players
out there. They're right
Brady.
There.
They're all over.
No, but you can sell an hour's trip for the parents every Friday and Saturday. We'll put you up across the street at the hotel. And I mean, it just seems like such... And look, I don't know, but it just seems like Montreal is such fertile ground, and it's right there.
One more. Shane in Burlington, you're right about the machine building itself, but the program needs more guys in the show to remind kids out there that UVM can be an avenue to the pros.
Well, but Brady just
not necessarily up. Because Kentucky in basketball, yet it doesn't send people, it sends people to the pros, yeah. But they don't win championships.
But just to reiterate what Brady said, they made the tournament in 13-14, and then since then, they have finished 7th, 9th, 6th, 9th, 10th, and now currently winless.
But they kept, they gave, in 15, they gave them a 3-year extension. So.
Real quick, Tristan Wilson said BU and BC both missed the NCAA tournament last year. Okay. Brady, who's...
Right, I understand that, but guess what? They're right back there now.
Brady, who do we have on the line?
Jeff and